Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Following the publication of my book, Heroes, People Who Have Made a Difference in Our World, I have often been asked, what makes a person a real hero? Your value system defines your heroes. Obviously, if you named Babe Ruth or Joe DiMaggio as heroes, you would love baseball. If you said Elvis Presley or the Beatles are my heroes, well, it would be rather obvious you've connected with these icons of popular culture from the 60s and 70s. Actually, most of the people who are considered heroes today, including the names that I mentioned, are celebrities, high notoriety people. It's all a matter of perspective. Question: who are your heroes and why? Actually, many of the real heroes of our day are little-known people whose names never hit the headlines. They are the ones who crawl into burning buildings or overturn cars to drag people to safety. The ones who treat the sick without thought of possibly catching the very disease racking the body of the one they minister to. Or confront the bully in defending a weakling, not thinking about the fact they are positioning themselves in front of danger. Real heroes do the right thing no matter what the cost or the challenge or difficulty. They include people who inject themselves with the very virus they want to cure, believing that the serum they have developed will save the lives of thousands afflicted with the disease. They are the ones who teach school in inner cities and take medical posts where there are no country clubs and no perks. Nicasio Aranyas falls into that category. Tata Nick, Uncle Nick to most people, was forced to leave school at the age of 14 when World War II broke out. When the war ended, Nick was caught in the grips of poverty. He married and fathered 8 children. His goal was to get them through school, which he achieved. Then at the age of 67, he decided his time had come. So he enrolled in the adult night school, not only the oldest in the school, but also the oldest in the history of the school. Administrators naturally were reluctant to let this old man enroll, but they were finally persuaded. His classmates, the ages of his grandchildren, loved him. He was a Lolo, a grandfather to them, and when he graduated and received his diploma, wild applause broke out celebrating the achievement of an old man who went for his dream and reached it. Question: what is your dream? Convinced that we are our own worst enemies, I am persuaded that most of us fail from not trying rather than fail from not being able to reach our goal. If a dream is a goal with a timeline attached to it, and it is, then get a plan and take it in increments and little steps. I'd very much like to go into ministry, a friend once told me. How old are you, I ask. 40, he said. How old will you be in 3 years if you don't go to seminary? 43, he said. And how old will you be in 3 years if you go for your dream? He got the point. He went to seminary and eventually became a minister. Heroes are not cut from extraordinary bits of DNA. They're ordinary people. May God give us more Nick Aranyases who go for their dream and make a difference in our world.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribed or e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.